My name is Grace, and today we're going to be talking about a manifesto. The definition of a manifesto is a published declaration of principles or intentions of an individual or group. So I'm going to be discussing something that I believe in and I have my own opinion about. There's many things that can be used to describe me as my own person, but I think the ones that make me stand out the most would be remaining calm in stressful situations, honesty, taking adverse and leadership roles, and confidence. These type of values are things that I use every day and I think are really noticed from other people. So something that I think motivates me to get out of bed every morning is wanting to be successful over having to struggle. I think I'm motivated to do this because I've already struggled with things from family to friends to getting in trouble to money to just all different types of things like that. And after already going through that, I don't want to make those choices again or for anything worse to happen. I think my decision making is made by what I think will give me the most positive outcome. And doing this, you can be taking risks, but also taking risks can give you opportunities to different connections and different people and places. So now for my belief, I believe that you can do anything on your own and be whoever you want to be. I think a lot of people think that you need someone to be there for you and give you that push and that support, whether it's like a best friend, a boyfriend or girlfriend, a family member, anything like that. All you need is like your values and for you to believe in yourself enough to be able to do what you want to do. One of the values that I named was having to remain calm in stressful situations. I think stressful situations can come out of nowhere and typically can come a lot to pretty much everyone, whether it's a decision, an emotion, physical, mentally, anything like that. Having a value to remain calm in that can be rare and can help you in so many different things and help you with so many different types of people. And if people see you being able to handle yourself like that, that's one thing that can give you a lot of opportunities. So actually recently, I had a pretty stressful situation that I had to deal with. My mom got attacked by a dog that was running around the street, and she actually thought she was going into shock. I knew that she was freaking out. I didn't know how to physically help her, but I knew like what I could do mentally to help her, and I knew I had to just keep her calm, comfort her, tell her everything was gonna be okay, just do what I could. She was literally freaking out. So I'm actually going to bring her in here and have her talk about how she felt during that situation and how the way that I reacted upon it helped her and how it benefited her. Okay, so now I have my mom Sonia in here, and we're going to be talking about how she felt when she got bit by the dog and how she felt while I was talking to her and trying to keep her calm.
Hey.
So when it happened, I pretty much think I went into shock. My daughter's laughing at me. This is not funny. Anyway.
Okay. So how did you feel when I was trying to comfort you and telling you that everything was okay and had like a calmer tone with you?
Well, to be honest with you, and I've expressed this to you already, if you hadn't have been there, I do think I would have like just lost it and probably gone into shock. I actually think I was in shock. But because you were there and you were focused on me, and that made me focus on you and forget about the wound on my arm, it just made me calm and made me kind of focus more on what was going on around me instead of just freaking out.
So out of this, I feel like this value is something that a lot of people will notice about you if you're dealing with that kind of situation with them. And for myself, I realized that if I'm alone and I have to deal with something like this, I'll know how to act upon it. And if I'm with another person, I'll know how to help them and how it can benefit them.
And I just want to say thank you for being there and knowing what to do. It really, really impressed me. And the last thing that I'll say is I'm really proud of you, Gracie. You just handle yourself in stressful situations at times, and I've seen that happen, and I'm really proud of you, and I love you. Bye.
Another value we'll talk about is going to be honesty. I think being honest to not just others but yourself, knowing what's too much to handle for you physically and mentally, and telling yourself the answer before it happens so you know that you're safe and you're making the right decision. Being honest with others can make a good impression for someone though, and also make you feel good about your decision after you do it. I also think that being honest with yourself can get you far, because if you're going at your own pace and doing your own thing to get there, then you're in your own lane. You're not worried about anybody else or what they're doing. You're just focusing on yourself and making sure that you're good. The third value I have to talk about is taking adverse and leadership roles. I think putting yourself in a position to make your own decisions and roles is really important, because it makes you act more as an individual and a leader, and you're being more of a role model to others. A time where I had to demonstrate a leadership role was during my senior high school swim season. I was captain of the swim team, and every day I'd have to go into practice knowing that I'd have to lead my stretches, lead the dry land, tell everybody to get in the pool before the double zeros on the clock showed, because if they didn't do that, we'd have to do like 100 burpees, like we'd just be in trouble with our coach. And then during the weekends for swim meets, I'd provide snacks and drinks for the other swimmers, just doing things like that.
Bye.
acting as a leader can give you the confidence of doing more and give you more motivation to want to do more. I think all these values give you the potential to be the person you want to be, plus more values. As long as you know you can do it, you can do it. You just have to believe in yourself. I think being successful on your own will make you happier with the outcome because you know that you did it and you didn't need anybody by your side to do it. Everyone should want the best for themselves, and although it's not always easy, if you want it enough, you can get there. So that's going to be the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye.